You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The program is also made possible by a grant from the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Tourism and Arts Grant and support from the Blandin Foundation. Our listeners are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and the Iron Range, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 FM Brainerd and Baxter, and 103.9 FM in Ely. We're streaming live all over the world at kaxe.org. We are sitting on the stage of the Bangsburg Theater at Bemidji State University, and joining me now on stage, Michael Mielhaus. Michael, you're a city councilor here in the city of Bemidji.
Some would say I moonlight as a city council person.
You moonlight. And you, of course, were an alumni here at Bemidji State. You were student senate president at Bemidji State?
Yes, I was.
When you were here? And then you go on to stick around, like Rita was talking about, stick around and get involved in city politics as well. So, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
All right. So this is kind of a young, hip town. If I had to say what surprised me most about Bemidji when I started coming here more often, it's kind of young, it's kind of hip, it's got a lot of stuff going on.
I think what really helps is since the lumber sexual fashion has started to pick up, and Bemidji being the home of Paul and Babe, I think that's really helped us
become
more hip.
It was really built to run after that came out, yeah. It didn't really have to change anything about itself to make that work. Michael, tell me, what is it, in all seriousness, Michael, what is it about Bemidji that's cool for young people? Why? What are people finding when they live here?
I think one of the things I'm most impressed with, and other people I talk to are impressed with, is this is just such a talented community. We've got amazing artists like Corey Medina walking around every day. We've got the beautiful sculpture walk downtown. We've got this amazing new Shane Awishkun statue. And in my personal opinion, we've got the most amazing artists that I know, the baristas that craft my coffee every day.
This town, there's a lot of good places to get a cup of coffee here.
Yes, there is.
I'm fully awake right now. this town keeps you going. So tell me a little bit about this arts community. How much is going on here with the arts?
I think one of the cool things we've got going on is if you walk around downtown, we've got this great sculpture walk. One of the highlights this year is there are dragonflies that went out to artists all around the area. And it was similar. We did a similar thing a few years ago with beaver statues, which made the news at 1.2.
Yeah. I remember I saw something about that.
Yes. The one in question is still around town.
Yeah, okay.
And then these dragonflies, it's great because some of them are in trees, some of them are on light posts, they're a little more hidden, so you have to look for them.
And the nice thing about dragonfly art is that it eats mosquito art.
Yes, that is our state bird.
State bird. Michael Mielhaus, city councilor, city of Bemidji. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Here, Michael.